Manx Radio's Countryside is brought to you by NFU Mutual.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Countryside, a podcast to look back at a very successful Royal Manx Agricultural Show for 2025. And on the day, the sun shone and many people were in attendance. After the Grand Parade, I caught up with the championship winners once they'd received their awards, and I also caught up with the president, Vorry Kelly. Well, Alan Rothwell, a huge congratulations. But how well did that board Leicester stand out in that grand final?
She didn't need me, Kerry, or the family. I think she stood for herself.
Didn't she?
She showed herself off.
What a belter.
She won last year as a lamb as well, like as Castletown Show. She was a Longwell champion as well. We always had great faith in her, and she'd always stood out, and she showed herself and makes half the battle.
Oh, it really does. She had that spirit in her. She wanted to be there. Look at me. But Alan, a lot of work goes in behind the scenes to produce an animal like that.
Well, I've got the family behind me.
You may have, but somebody has to lead them all.
Well, we try. We do our best, Kerry, as you know. We do our best. We keep going on and keep trying. Everything it'll come. Him that waits, we try, don't we? We keep going, you know yourself.
Yeah, no, it is important that we take part and keep these shows going. And but Alan, you had great success in other breeds there down in the short wool section today and the long wool section.
Yes, the Blues did very well for us, the Blue Leicesters. We're reserve champion in the long wool with the Blue Leicesters, and we did well with the Beltex. It's just nice to be able to come and show the stock off. It's a lot of hard work. We keep doing it. I'm getting a bit older, and I'm getting grumpier.
But I'm sure that feeling of getting that silverware, being the overall sheep champion of the show for 25, must mean something.
Oh, it means a lot. It means a lot. It means a lot to me and the family. Put so much in. I don't know. It's getting harder now. I think breeding yourself now and all these restrictions and this blue tongue, when allowed to bring stock into the Isle of Man, and where do we go? And farming is not quite the same as it used to be. It's getting more political, and that's the hardest thing and worrying thing about the way it's going these days.
And like you say, you should be looking to go to a top this back end. Have you got one picked for her?
Yes, we hope so. We hope so, yes.
And like you say, it is hard with the restrictions. You'd be looking to go to the top sales and buying in new stock.
Well, we normally would be going to Lanark and the main sale up in Lanark, but obviously we can't bring in, so we're looking in Ireland to see whether we can get one in. But we're still boats. We're restricted with boats, and at the end of this month is the end of that, and there's only Manxmen we can bring in on as well. Life is not easy.
It's not easy. But today is a proud day.
It is.
And we can have another saga about the tops another day.
Yes, too true. We will. No
congratulations.
Doubt. No doubt. As long as we're here for another year,
this
Kerry.
This is it. Well, congratulations,
Thank
Alan.
You.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you very much.
Well, Vicky Sloan-Masson, again, another winner, another Holstein champion, and another Grand Parade finalist. Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's just so amazing that you keep coming back with the goods, Vicky. A lot of hard work goes into it, though.
Yeah. weeks and weeks of it, really, and we wouldn't be couldn't come with so many stock if we didn't have so many help on the day. So we've got lots of youngsters coming through now, and they all got stuck in today. There's a couple of young ones here. We're up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
word.
And they're still going.
And to think that you're milking as well before you come here.
We have a really good guy that does some milking every week for us, Luke, and he's at home doing all the work today. So we
And it still goes on, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, we enjoy the show.
Yeah. So he's probably back there now getting cows in to milk. So.
And that's so important, Vicky, is to have that team around you. You know, they all mean so much to the championship, to the win that you've just received today. You can't do it without them.
No, definitely not. I know I do. I breed the cows and I pick them, what's going to the show, and I do all the nitty gritty bits that need to be done behind the scenes, because it takes years to learn how to do all of this, but hopefully passing it on to the next generation.
And it's funny, only 2 minutes ago we were what feels like that generation learning. You yourself learning off Kenny, your dad, again a man well versed with keeping dairy cattle. But seeing the kids in there now, Vicky, just, you know, talking to the heifers, it's just so lovely to see.
It is, yeah, and it's part of the day too, isn't it? Getting everyone together and having a good old natter and catch up with everybody they don't normally see year round, do you? Like some people I haven't seen since last Wales show. And it's crazy because the year just disappears, doesn't it, on you? And it's, you know, it's great to get together and do that.
It absolutely is. It's a day out. But tell us a bit about your cow here today, Vicky.
So she's the honeybee family, which obviously we've done really well with. We have so many honeybees in the herd now and they just keep coming through. This is actually a daughter out of the Blue Sky honeybee, which has done a really good job for us. And the reserve Holstein champion is a honeybee too. So she's a heifer and milk. She hadn't actually been on a halter until about a month of the show. I've loved her since she calved. She calved down better than I expected, and it was just keeping her out after every nighttime milking and getting her on the halter, and she's come really right. I'm really proud of how she's handled like the two shows.
And that said, for you as a stock woman, that's the bit that you feel so proud about. You're winning at that, let alone the silverware that comes with it.
It's great. You battle on with them for weeks on end and then something just clicks with them. And they say, yeah, I'm your friend, I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do. Yeah. Some of them don't. Don't get me wrong, you can't get them all. But these honeybee cows, they just seem to, you know, like she was out in the Rose Bowl there, stood chewing the cud, not fazed by anything. And the heat is blazing down on you out there. And she turned it on for the judge coming round, you know, head, ears up and just...
That's what we were saying in the live commentary. We did live Facebook streaming of the Grand Parade, and we said the dairy cows are so used to human interaction morning and night, it is hard to have them look sparkly and alert and sort of like, oh, what's happening, when they're so used to people.
It is, and you'll know yourself with the sheep, they can get so show sick, and that's what I do teach the youngsters when they're coming through with calves, to try not to pet them too much. You know, they are a farm animal at the end of the day, and you want to keep that kind of little show sparkle in them. You don't want them dopey and going to sleep on you, you know. so it's so a fine tricky. Line really.
It really is. But you were saying about all of the things that you've learned over the years, Vicky. You're looking at the cows, they're beautiful, shiny black, but you've trimmed these cows, you've washed them, that, you know, there's white parts, there's black parts. How do you keep the coloration so well in them, given they're out in the grass and the grass stains get all over them? How do you do it?
I mean, these cows get no special treatment. They don't get like segregated from the rest of the herd, so they live with the rest of the herd, but it's the products we use. So these guys will have been bathed probably 5 times this week with products that will condition their skin, and that's the main thing you want to do. If you've got really good conditioned skin, then the coat just comes through. And obviously the feed and everything. Well, it's just the whole thing, isn't it? Management of stock that makes them bloom, doesn't it?
It really does. And I see your ice cream is just about melted out of your hand.
But yeah, Vicky, I've been looking at that ice cream van all day.
A huge congratulations. And Neil, he's ever behind you, always supporting what you lot do on the halters. He wandered up with the ice creams for you. Main man.
Well, I do all the stock on the farm, he does all the machinery, and then we meet in the middle now and again.
For ice cream, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to you and all the family and all of the team. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So here we are now with the boys from Blay. I've got to get this right, because I know that you corrected a few people at the Southern Show. Oh, massive congratulations, lads. I bet you're so proud. I'll come to you first, Toby. What does it mean for you to stand out there with a homebred cow like that?
That's just brilliant, isn't it? Like having your own bred animal out there, showing like she does. It's just brilliant to see. Yeah.
And it's great how you pair young farmers have come into agriculture. You're into the show rings now. You're back at it. You look like you're enjoying it.
I'm loving it. I love showing. Love showing. Best day of the year, show day.
And where's this come from?
Don't know, I just grew up with showing, and I suppose it's my influence from my granddad, and same with him. Like everyone at home just love showing.
And it was a great team you brought here. There's a pile of cattle down that row there, all homebred, all of your own making. How does it make you feel?
It's good. It's a proud moment, isn't it? You know, we had 9 cows down there, and it was really proud to have 9 of your own cattle, which we're proud of to have, show off to other people, which is good.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's getting the stock out there. You know, you're demonstrating what goes on around the Isle of Man. Milk production is a huge part of it. The creamery have been quite successful in their marketing campaigns. You see it everywhere. And that's these cows, what you're doing at home is what makes that business so successful, I suppose.
Yeah, it's really good.
Taking 9, we booked the wagon and then we're putting the entry form in and the granny said, right, how many are you going to take? And we went, oh, I'm not sure. She goes, well, if you're booking a wagon, you may as well fill it. So that's where the 9 came from.
That's the encouragement from Granny. But to come away with that championship, champion dairy cow, ultimately, of the whole entire show, that must mean something to you.
Oh, it's an honour, isn't it? Having the best cow on the show field, like best dairy animal. Yeah, it's good.
And you've been doing other stuff off the island as well. I know you were heavily involved with the Ayrshire Young Breeders. You're away at college now as well, Toby. How is it all fitting together?
I mean, the confidence Young Breeders has just given us is brilliant. Like, you're learning every day when you're with the Young Breeders. You're learning stuff and you're even, like, when I've done Dairy Day, I've done the National Calf Show, and you're just learning constantly. I've done the Dairy Expo as well. And you just learn constantly, and these little things just add up, and then you take things home and go, I'll try this and I'll try that, and
And you're only a young person, you know, sort of making your journey into the milk production and obviously your education as well, but bringing those tips back, you're not going to see the fruits of that for maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road. What you're investing today is for long term.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, some of the cows today, they were from decisions that we made a few years ago. I mean, some of the heifers that were shown, they were decisions made 4 or 5 years ago, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
And are you seeing much change within the herd itself with seeing other people and how they're doing it?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of thing with AI, and you know, you use bulls which other people are using, and that can sort of replicate. Obviously, we've got some cows which are big, some cows which are small, and it's all to do with what bull you use and what cow you use to get a good calf off, and eventually what you want to show and what you want to bring to the show field.
And will the cows on the showground be, you know, your everyday working cow as well? Will they provide the literage too?
Yeah. The one that got first observed, she's doing a lot of milk. She's doing, what is it, 35, 40 litres a day? So, you know, she's not just a show cow, she's a workhorse as well. So that's always good to see as well, that you're not just breeding for the show, you're breeding for a good animal, and that's coming. You can show that as well.
This is it. And what's the future for you? Obviously, Toby's away at college. You're a bit younger.
Yeah,
what's next?
I'm an apprentice plumber at the moment. Just finished my first year. But I work at the farm on weekends and after school and stuff.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. Really good. But being able to be on island means I can do a bit of everything. You know, I'm not... Obviously, he's away. So when he's away, he's away. That's it. Whereas when I'm at work, I can also do other stuff. So
you send the orders back, Toby, and hope he implements them. Is that how it works?
I get pictures now, FaceTime calls.
Oh, fantastic. But how do you see your future, Toby? Are you going to come back to the farm?
Well, I'll see where it goes, Just take one step at a time, see where it goes.
But you'll continue doing the show, and I imagine.
I think so. It's in me blood.
Well, congratulations, boys, today. That was a heck of an achievement and something you can reflect on in days to come. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well, Lee Kane, congratulations, supreme champion. She looked a corker. Absolute cracking limb as an heifer.
Yeah, delighted, Curry. I keep saying we think she's the best we've had, but I think she is generally. Lots of compliments on her today. Judge was really taken with her. Strong limousine class here today. Yeah. John Quayle, Glenn Locke, he had a great team. And young Lise as well, cows here. So great to see the limousines. I think nearly 20 limousines here today. So that's a good effort.
Yeah.
That's a good effort.
And like you say, even just getting your class one or your section one, you know, you're going away happy from the Royal Manx a lot of the time. But to come right on through, though.
Yeah, as you say, you get to that final lineup and, you know, two real strong cows, the sheep as well, the horses, they all look a picture. They looked an absolute picture. And, you know, you don't know who the judge is. And Jonathan, that wasn't sure which way he'd go, he's a beef man, so you think you may be in with a shout, but absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what it feels like. And it was great to see Tom back, leading that heifer.
Yeah, Tom's back to take the glory. Yeah, I've done most of the work this year, but no, he's done a good job of handling her in the ring. And young Lewis Quirk giving him help as well. And Hopefully Lewis is going to bring, he's done the young handlers with my cow this year, Lewis, and done really well, so hopefully he's going to bring something himself next year.
Isn't it lovely that we're just hearing this time and again at these shows, the young handler sections, they're just going from strength to strength, more people want to get involved with the showing again.
Yeah, the judge was really, I enjoyed the classes today, but I think the class he most enjoyed was the young handlers. I think there was 7 in the ring at one point in the beef handlers. They all done extremely well, and he was very complimentary. And without that, there's no future, so we've got to see that.
This is it. And just going back to your heifer, Lee, tell us a bit about her.
Yeah, she's called Fox Rock U Beauty. She's an embryo calf, the first time we've ever flushed. She's a result of an embryo calf. She's 18 month old now, so we haven't served her yet, but yeah, absolutely delighted. She's by, it's her mother that won the Southern this year, so Clontown Piggy Sue, and she's an Elgin, an Ampertain Elgin, which is really breeding well for people. It's a job to get the straws now, they've gone so expensive, but yeah, delighted with her.
She is an absolute cracker, and she has been shown before.
Yeah, she has been shown. We showed her as a wean calf, and she won Supreme at the Southern when she was only 8 months, wow. 8 months old. I didn't take her to the Southern this year because she won the year before. I thought I'd take something different, but we were saving her for today, and she produced the goods.
She really did, and she looked, you know, picture perfect out there. Today was a good day, but I think, Lee, it's been a hell of a summer for cattle and sheep this year.
Yeah, I really struggled with flies this year. Keeping the flies off them has been a struggle, and it agitates them, and for showing you need the cattle inside, which has probably helped because they haven't had the flies. But yeah, a couple of great helpers. Dad's been a great help, Sarah, and Willie Hamilton is always trimming them, so good team effort.
Well done, Lee, congratulations.
There we go, that was the Supreme Championship winner for the day with his Limousin heifer, Lee Kane. In first reserve, Belay Ayrshires, with Toby and Alfie Mellon having a chat to me after they'd received their award. In second reserve was Vicky Sloan Massam with a beautiful Holstein cow. And third reserve, I caught up there with Alan Rothwell, who was in charge of the Border Leicester ewe. I also spoke to the president of the show once the dust had settled a little, Vori Kelly.
Well, Vori Kelly, president of this year's Royal Manx Agricultural Show. What a blinding 2 days. The sun shone. You must feel amazing.
Oh, well, the sun always shines on the righteous. Come on. We've had two absolutely wonderful days. I don't know quite how the penny is totting up, but it was very good last night. We've just had a wonderful afternoon tea. Still a lot to come in, I think, for something to eat. At the end of the day, when we're all jiggered and just really need to go home, cup of tea, you can't beat it.
This is very true. But what a spectacle in that Supreme Championship in the main ring, Vori. Yeah. What a excellent array of livestock and horses turned out.
Oh yes, it was super today. Unbelievable. I mean, when you're judging the Rose Bowl, you need to be looking for something that you can pick up and put in a ring away and it stands up to the same quality as what they are. And I think you could have picked any of them today and got away with them and won. Yeah.
It was a fantastic lineup and a very able judge in Jonathan Corlett. The best kept secret, I don't think anybody had any idea, Vori, you kept that well.
Oh yeah, well I was going to do it myself and then I thought, no, maybe better not. There's nothing stopping me doing it. But I thought, no, he's part of the family. He was a student with us and I'll just see what he's made of, see as he remembered it all.
So he would have been with the dairy cows one time, Vori?
Yes, he was. He never liked ponies. But no, he was good. He was a super student. We also had Paula Creer. She was a student with us. And they were wonderful, you know, really willing to learn and didn't need to be shouted at or anything. So just a compliment back to him.
Very, very good. And did you agree with him?
Yes. Of course. Yes, I did. Yeah. He was a year away, you know, so... Yes, I thought at first he was going to go for the sheep, but I mean that sheep is stunning. You know,
there's been many, many compliments made about the Border Leicester. Fabulously turned out.
Absolutely stunning turned out. Oh, good on Alison and Alan. They're a bit like myself. They struggle along, my sheep are at home.
Well, you can't do all of the jobs today. President, today on this year's show must be a very special moment for you as well.
Yes, it was a very special moment. It's 26 years since my other half was president. He was in 1999. He was the last of the century. And it's just a very fitting, I think, day to do it. I hope he's looking down on us and saying, well, you didn't do it right.
I'm sure he'd be very, very proud, and as you are, of all of the team right around you here on the showground.
Lovely team. There's people on, you know, the amount of help that we get on the show field is unbelievable. And it's all voluntary. And if anybody wants to come and join us, you know, by all means, just come along. We always make anybody welcome.
All in all, it was a great day out, and I think everybody really, really enjoyed themselves. So that's it for this series of Countryside. Myself and Simon will be back with a new series of Countryside very soon.